Katie, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program this morning. Firstly, what actually motivated you to take ballet to Nigeria?
The Australian Ballet Company has a remit for going far and wide, so it's very important that we reach all the communities that might not be able to get to their local theatre. Nidaria is 140 k's out of Alice Springs, and it's an Aboriginal community, and we were invited by the school to come out and take some workshops with the children and for them to see our accessible performance of Coppelia. And that's really important. You know, not everyone can buy a ticket to the ballet, or not everyone has a car to drive, or it might be too far. So when we engage with these communities, they're usually just really enthusiastic and happy to have us.
You've said that researching the individual communities before you do the workshops is vital to their success. Why is this?
Well, no community is the same. And, you know, Australia is a very, very multilingual, multicultural society. And we like to talk a lot with the teachers in the schools and even the elders in communities to find out what their aims are for their young people and how we can use our program to support those aims. So for Nidaria, it was around, opening up that world of performance and storytelling, which is actually, you know, Aboriginal culture has great storytelling in it, and so does ballet. So really, it was a really good fit for us. But it's important for us to know who we're going to, how we're going to relate, and how we can make the experience a really good experience all round.
What exactly do the kids do in these workshops that the Australian Ballet is running?
So we have a program called STEAM Dance, and it uses a dance education approach to learning about STEAM subjects, which you'll know are as science, technology, engineering, arts, and maths. And often people will say to me, what has that got to do with ballet? But everything behind the scenes about ballet uses engineering. You know, when we build our sets, we use technology and our lighting designs and the science of the body, the anatomy, the physiology, how joints move. It's all very, very relevant. You know, students are inspired to wonder how you might use movement as a fraction, or, you know, how many degrees are if you jump a full turn. You know, it's the 360 degrees. So there's real life points in the learning that they can apply. And we work really closely with the classroom teachers to ensure that they're complementing the knowledge. So if we're working on fractions in a session with them, that might be what they're learning in the classroom as well.
And how do the kids actually respond to the workshops and the performance?
It's a really fun way to learn. You know, they're learning about their bodies, they're partnering with other people, they're learning the French language of ballet, they're having a lot of fun, yet they're amassing a lot of very concrete knowledge at the same time. And then after these workshops and learning the stories and the language of ballet, they get to watch this really fun performance, and it's performed by the people that have taught them in the workshop. So it's a great experience for them. And, you know, it's hard for us to leave, actually, because the energy that happens in the workshop is so large. We like to revisit schools and see how the teachers are getting on with our digital resources as well.
And just finally, what were you hoping that the kids of Nidaria actually took away from the experience?
I hope that there's a sort of lifelong love of the performing arts and ballet. I hope that they feel an ownership of it now, that it is for them, and they've got, you know, there's similarities between the music and dance that they have in their culture, and that, you know, one day if they can get this to the theatre, they'll come and connect with us, even if they're connecting with us online in the first instance.
Well, Katie, thank you very much. It sounds like a terrific program and a terrific little effort there. Thank you very much. Do appreciate your time.